Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of northern Syria. The United States and Russia are racing each other to northeast Syria in order to set up a military airbase in that strategic location in Syria. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Looks like the United States, they're racing Russia for a military position there in northeast Syria and a new air base located there. What do we know about this race?
Jimmy, what's actually happening on the ground in northern Syria is significantly different from what you're hearing in most of the national media in the United States. And it's just not true. The president has made very clear we would remain in Syria to protect the oil and to make sure that the Kurds in northern Syria could still benefit from the sale of that oil. The Russians have moved up into northern Syria along with the Turks to jointly patrol that border. They are essentially replacing us. But the Russians also are trying to set up an air base to support helicopters in northern Syria. That is actually a fairly understandable thing to do, but they're trying to gain these former U.S. positions. Right now, American troops are reinforcing our positions in the southern part, the southeastern part of Syria, in other words, close to the Jordan-Iraq border. That's where the oil fields are, but also at that key piece of the land bridge that the Iranians have been trying to establish. They opened it up 3 years ago, but the U.S. is now pretty much controlling traffic across that. So, yes, Russia is moving into northern Syria, and yes, they're trying to race us for control of certain air bases and military bases up there, but the United States are going to keep a pretty significant presence there.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the race between the United States and Russia to set up a military airbase in northeastern Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Ken's report on the race between the United States and Russia to set up a military airbase in northeastern Syria is evidence of the strategic real estate in Syria that sets the stage for Bible prophecy to come to pass. When you read the prophetic scenario for the last days, you will find that Russia and Syria are major players in the prophetic scenario. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 2 mentions Russia as Magog. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40 mentions the king of the north as modern-day Syria. By the way, the United States is not mentioned in Bible prophecy. Russia will lead a coalition of Islamic nations into Israel to destroy the Jewish state. Syria will make the very first move into Israel and begin the Gog-Magog war in the Golan Heights. All of these actors are in place for that drama to be played out. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...